Well, and speaking of a life of bliss, a life of wonder, our guest is the globally revered Swami Kriyananda, who spent 3.5 years as a close disciple of Paramahamsa Yogananda in the spiritual leader's waning years. And he dedicated his life in service of Yogananda and his teachings. And today, Swami Kriyananda stands as one of the world's foremost experts on meditation, yoga, and spiritual practice. He's authored more than 140 books and composed over 400 pieces of music. And he's a member of the Club of Budapest, where he serves along with the Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Mikhail Gorbachev, Eli Wiesel, Jane Goodall, Peter Gabriel, and other leaders of the planetary evolution of consciousness. In his most recent book, The New Path, My Life with Paramahansa Yogananda, is the winner of the 2010 USA Book News Award in the spiritual book category. And he's considered the father of the spiritual communities and movement of the United States. And in 1969, he established Ananda Village in Nevada City, California, dedicated to spreading the spirit of friendship, service, and community throughout the world. And Ananda is recognized as perhaps the most successful international community in the world. And today, more than 1,000 people reside in 8 Ananda communities throughout the U.S. in Seattle, Palo Alto, Portland, Sacramento, and in Europe and India. So let us give a very special welcome to Swami Kriyananda, and thank you so much for joining us on Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you very much, and I like very much the name of your program.
Well, thank you very much. We like it as well because it means so much to so many people, and they can adapt it as they choose.
Yeah, and not only that, but the vibrations we put out are what determines where our life goes. And if we put out kindly and good vibrations, we're much more likely to attract success.
Well, we thank you, and we really are honored that you're joining us and really excited about some of the wisdom that you're bringing forward with your new program that is helping people really understand how to bring lasting success and happiness into their lives.
Yes, it's something I feel is very important. And the subjects I'm going to be covering are right action, how to attract what you need when you need it, inspiration, the importance of right attitude, what is it to be practical, first things first. Actually, it's only an abstract from a course that I wrote in India that took me a whole year and a half to write. But what happened was that I was in the hospital with double pneumonia and very close to death. And this doctor came into my room, and he said, "Sir, can you help me?" Well, you know, and when you're in that kind of condition, you've got doctors clustering around to help you. And he said, "I have a son in college in Canada, and I have many responsibilities. How is it possible to live a completely righteous or right-leaning life and successful?" And I said, "Well, I have found that I've been successful much more so by always following the path of right action." And I'm afraid at that moment I was definitely not an advertisement for success. And he left the room unconvinced. So the next day I decided I really must write this course of lessons to prove my point, because it's very important. At Ananda, we have set two principles primarily that I think have been responsible for our success. The first is people are more important than things. And things includes projects and anything that is abstract. And the next one is based on Sanskrit saying, yatha dharma tatha jaya, which is to say, where there is right action, there is victory, success, happiness, everything. And we've rigidly abided by those principles. I think that's the point that I want to get across, because so many people think that if you cut a few ethical corners, you more or less have to do that to succeed. And I have proved by my life, you don't have to cut a single corner. many years ago in 19... I don't know if you want me to do all this talking, because after all, it's supposed to be a dialogue. What do you think?
Well, I think when you have something to share, as you do, you may talk.
we'll
definitely jump in when we feel compelled.
Okay, thank you. Well, in 1976, we had a forest fire, and it destroyed 450 of our acres and most of our homes, and we had no fire insurance. And it was discovered that the cause of the fire was a faulty spark arrestor on a county vehicle. And our neighbors excitedly phoned us to tell us about this, and they themselves sued, or threatened to sue, and collected all the money they wanted. We were the biggest losers. We could have collected $2 million and rebuilt everything and thrived with that. I wrote a letter to the Board of Supervisors, and I said, I know you're worried about where we stand on this. I said, we will not sue. We don't want to take our bad luck out on our neighbors. And we have thrived, and our neighbors, even after collecting, 10 years later, were still weeping over what they had lost.
Well, that's a wonderful example of right action in action. Because I think for some people it's hard to wrap their arms and their heads around, well, what does right action mean in their everyday lives?
Right action in daily life. You know, we all have a barometer in ourselves. And if you watch very closely, when you do the right action, you feel good. If you're kind to somebody, you feel good inside. If you're honest, you feel good inside. When you're dishonest, you sort of feel something's wrong. Everybody has that barometer. It becomes a little dulled and rusty in many people's lives. But the more you work with it, the more you find that you can feel what is right. That which will help other people, not just yourself. That which expands your happiness rather than contracting it. That which gives you peace of mind and doesn't make you restless or feeling as if there's something not quite clean here. All of these, the best barometer is definitely not public opinion. It is that inner feeling of rightness that comes when you're in tune with your own higher self.
Well, and that is going to give us a transition to our first commercial break. And we want to let everyone know, once again, we're talking with Swami Kriyananda. And you can go to Anandala, it's ANANDALA.org, to find out more about the community of Ananda, Swami Kriyananda. And you can also go to GoodVibrationsRadio.com guest page and connect over on that link. We're going to go to a commercial break, but return with more of the wisdom of Swami Kriyananda and how we can live a life more holistically, more connected, and more in line with our higher self. And we'll be right back, but first, a mantra coming to you.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate
Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And this is Solazar, and we're back again with Swami Kriyananda. And before we went to the commercial break, when my fingers did the right walking, we played a mantra, Swami, that you have shared with the world, and this was a recording of it, and I may say this wrong, but it's Om Namo Bhagavate.
Yes.
And perhaps you could let the listeners know what that mantra is intended to do, and Kira also knows what it did for her, but perhaps you could let us know what the purpose of that mantra is.
This particular mantra has a superficial, outward, and an inward meaning. The inward movement meaning is that each sound vibrates with a different chakra in the spine, and it helps the energy to come into the spine and draw it up to the brain and down again, up again, down again, gradually drawing your energy from the outer world into your inner self. It's a very powerful mantra. In fact, it is a part of one of our higher initiations in Kriya Yoga. And it is one of the great mantras. I believe it's the mantra associated with the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is an Indian scripture. And then there are many mantras. Each mantra has its own purpose, but it's very important to pronounce them correctly. There's a story of a man who tried to chant mantra to harm an enemy and pronounced it wrong, and he harmed himself.
Well, I'm sure that's me.
I think that comes right back to right action, though, doesn't it?
You mustn't play around with these mantras, because they do have power.
Well, and perhaps you could explain the proper pronunciation. I'm sure I didn't do it justice.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ah.
Yeah.
And truthfully, it's not only powerful, but it's very beautiful when pronounced correctly.
Yes. Sanskrit is a beautiful language. Also, it's the language of all languages in the world most suited to modern science, because it somehow makes possible the adaptation to all the different words in science. Don't ask me to explain that. Quoting somebody else.
Well, we won't. But I do think that you've given us a wonderful bridge, because in your course coming up, 6 weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness, the real issue is, why at this time do you feel it's important to bring this information forward?
I have to say this, that I think we're coming to a serious depression. I think the economy, there's been too much of the wrong kind of vibrations, too much avarice, too much greed, too much wanting for me. And I think that when these periods come in history, then God sends a corrective. The corrective in 1930 did something. This will be much worse. Money won't be worth the paper it's printed on, and people will really suffer, but it'll be a good thing in the end. The times that we're coming to won't be easy, but the end of it will be a wonderful period of peace and happiness and prosperity. So if you can hang in there and have faith in God, He will protect you, and He will lead you through to this higher period. We're in a new age now, an age of energy, and mankind has to learn how to cope with this energy.
And isn't that the part of the challenge, not just the coping with the energy, but part of the challenge for all of us that you're bringing out, is that we have to maintain the hope to get through the period of darkness back to the light. And it's important that we do that with right action, right intention, and don't lose ourselves in the journey.
And this is just what my classes are about.
And yeah. What gives me hope is things like the mantra you shared with me, because I felt like it lit up my chakras And how long was that? Less than 1 minute.
It's a minute and 2 seconds.
A minute and 2 seconds. So in a minute and 2 seconds, you can bring yourself back into a state of balance. If you found yourself feeling a little bobbly or getting pulled off by your environment, and the more that we can hold that center point and that balance point, we help other people around us go through all these shifts and changes in a much more graceful way.
Yeah.
And we do want to remind folks that they can go to, I now recognize that it's AnandaLA, AnandaLA.org, to find out about the class, The 6 Weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness. And they don't have to physically be in L.A. for this class.
Right.
They can actually do it remotely through the teleseminars and other, as it says here, it will be offered online through live broadcasts available throughout the world and available as a download. So people can get this information in a variety of ways without feeling geographically trapped.
And I want to kind of alert the listeners that this is a really rare opportunity. It's been over 40 years since you've taught a class similar to this.
Well, that's true. You know, in the beginning, I had to raise all the money to start Ananda myself. And so I did it through classes. But I had no wealthy donors. I had to earn almost all of it for myself.
Well, one of the, we actually have a caller who has attended different sessions at Ananda. And Julius, are you with us?
Yeah, I used to go to the religious service there every Sunday. And when I heard him chanting, I knew he had to be associated with Ananda, right? It was so beautiful going there, man. It was so beautiful being in church service chanting. And it was so beautiful meditating with like-minded people, you know. I don't think I've ever meditated deeper than I have at Ananda. I mean, the chanting really helps you to meditate deeply too, right? They put the words on the wall so you can chant along with everybody else. You know what the words to the chants are. I mean, and they do this one ceremony where people walk around with lit candles in glass, right? And they bow to the divinity. You walk up to a person and you bow to each other, the divinity in each person. Man, so beautiful. I miss Ananda Church so much. It was so beautiful. Paramahansa Yogananda is one of my heroes. I love that book so much. And, you know, I tried going to the Self-Realization Church here in L.A., but it's just not the same thing, man. Ananda, it's so beautiful. If you're in Palo Alto, check it out. It's just awesome. It's unreal.
Well, and apparently there is an Ananda ashram house down in L.A.
Is there? I didn't know that.
Yes, so go to AnandaLA.org, Julius, and that's where the Swami Kriyananda will be teaching the 6 Weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness course that starts on the 1st of February. But it also gives where the Ananda ashram house is, and you can go ahead and seek it out there.
Right on. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
And Julius, thanks for pointing out, I think, a really good point. You know, as we go through this journey together, when we connect with each other and with this upcoming class, it gives you all these different ways of connecting into it. It's a lot easier to get into that flow of the energy, to start feeling it, than you might be able to try to do just on your own.
Absolutely. Another thing that I'm here for is that I wrote a movie script called Yogananda, and it tells the story of his life. You know, you can't tell much in an hour and a half or 2 hours, but I have a producer and a director that are very interested in this movie, and we're hoping to start filming this year.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
And that will be a good way, actually, of reintroducing different generations to to the life of Yogananda and the message which you've spent a lifetime sharing with the world.
Yeah. You know, in my book, also, The New Path, which you mentioned, it talks about many stories about my life with him. And it showed him to be so human. He had a wonderful sense of humor. He is very humble, but not in the sense of self-deprecating, rather in the sense of self-ignoring. His consciousness was in the infinite. I remember one time I was sitting out at the desert with him, and he was editing his Bhagavad Gita commentaries, and I was sitting on the floor at his feet, and I was thinking how wonderful it was, what a great opportunity it was to be his disciple. And he knew our thoughts. One time he told me, "I know every thought you think," which is an astonishing statement to make. But when he asked, when he finished, he asked me to help him to his feet, and he gazed deeply into my eyes, and he said, "Just a bulge of the ocean." He never took anything personally. He was just there as an instrument of God.
That is beautiful, and that actually is the, unfortunately for many of us, and maybe I'm speaking for me, we haven't learned the process of getting our mind and our ego out of the way for our heart and our spirit to come through in all of our interactions.
Well, let me put it this way. That is the entire story of the spiritual path. Rising above the ego and realizing that this is all a dream of God's. So don't think that you're unusual in this. You're where everybody is. Our whole job is to rise out of this ego and know that God is the doer of everything.
And we can let folks know that if they also go to SwamiKriyananda.org, they can find out about your books, Faith is My Armor, Swami Kriyananda as We've Known Him, and The Path, which is also free online, which is the autobiography of Swami Kriyananda. So people can explore this. And as you mentioned with your class, the 6 weeks to lasting success and happiness, this is a time for people to really go into an exploration of their spiritual self, their higher self, and really work it. I always liken it to, I hope you don't mind this analogy, that we've all become these trains carrying many, many baggage cars, and we have to start disconnecting our baggage cars in order to continue our journey.
You know, that's a good simile.
Yeah, time to travel a little lighter.
And we have too much baggage, that's right.
Yeah, and we're carrying all the wrong baggage. We're holding on to the things that we believe are important, but they're not moving us forward. They're holding us back, and it's
okay.
It's learning.
You know, this is such an interesting thing you use that simile, because when Yogananda was just a little baby, his mother brought him to what became his Guru's Guru, Param Guru they call him, Lahiri Mahashaya. And Lahiri Mahashaya blessed the baby and said that he will become a spiritual engine drawing many souls to God's kingdom.
Well, there you have it. We want to let folks know also that you'll also be a part of the ninth Conscious Life Expo, February 11th through 14th at the Los Angeles Hilton.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a 3-day event with many, many people. Gary Zukav, Janet Atwood, Dr. Len Horowitz, Daniel Brinkley, Eric Pearl, as well as yourself, and so many others. So for folks who may not be able to participate in the 6-week course in person, they can certainly do it remotely. But they also have an opportunity to go through that 3-day conference and be infused with a lot more ultimate energy between the speakers as well as the people in attending.
Yes. You know, usually in a talk, I will give people an opportunity to ask questions, but in a talk where there are many hundreds, it's not very feasible.
And speaking of asking questions, we want to put out to our listeners that if you have a question for Swami Kriyananda, you may call area code 831-899-5792. That's 899-KRXA. I have to ask a very selfish question, because it is very selfish. But what is the best way to learn Sanskrit so that we could actually do proper mantras?
Oh, I tell you, the pronunciation is something that I think very few people can pronounce another language differently. They usually don't do it very well. I have an aptitude for languages because I grew up knowing several languages. I grew up in Romania, and I learned German and English, and Romanian was merely my third language. Then I went to school in Switzerland and learned French. So getting accents is something that comes naturally to me, but I'm not so sure it'll be easy for them. Viasus Houston is the name of a man who is an American, but very good at Sanskrit. He's a Sanskrit scholar. He's the one I would recommend. People who want to know how to reach him would have to write to us.
Okay.
I don't have it in my mind.
Well, that's certainly one way. Now, going back, though, to your class, 6 weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness, we want to remind our listeners again that they go to anandala.org, and there is a cost for this. It's $299, but they can do it remotely. They can also download it, or they can attend in person. But what's the best approach for someone attending it? How should they come? How do they come as the open vessel to receive what you have to bring, offer?
I would ask people only to be open-minded.
Only open-minded.
That's all. Just be open-minded.
Ready to receive and listen from someone who has traveled a spiritual path for a very, very long time. And
63 years.
But, you know, even in your voice, there's a wonderful strength, vitality, and youthfulness.
Well, I'll be 85 next May.
I understood, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and I think that, once again, you're an embodiment of what happens when we take the journey of following the spiritual path. And as you said earlier, we have to get out of the way of our own mind and our own egos. That is the journey. But
I have found that the less I do a thing, the more I can do it.
I love that.
I love that. Well, we do have another commercial break to go to. So we'll be back also with more of Swami Kriyananda and 6 weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness. If you want to call in, the number is area code 831-899-5792. And once again, let's listen to the mantra as we go to our commercial break.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And tonight we're talking with Swami Kriyananda, the founder of Ananda, which you can find out more. You can find out more about Ananda, the community of Ananda, by going to anandala.org, A-N-A-N-D-A-L-A.org, and also find out about the 6 weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness course, which the Swami Kriyananda will start on the 1st of February, a course in attaining bliss offered only once in Southern California, and the first instructional course that he's taught in over more than 40 years. So,
and Swami, I wanted to give you a chance to share with the listeners, for those who participate, the types of experiences they'll have during the course.
Well, I hope to give them some exercises that will help them to experience the truth of what I'm saying. Let me begin by telling a little story of what happened to me once in Taormina in Sicily, Italy. There was a store I went into. It was a hot day, and I was wanting to get a hat. So I asked the proprietress which hat do people wear, because I hadn't ever worn a hat, and I didn't know which was normal. And she said, I don't care. They give me my money, and I get out. That's all I care about. I said, what a wasted life. You spend 8 hours a day just thinking in terms of what money you're going to get out of people. Then you go home and probably watch TV and go to bed and maybe have nightmares. What kind of a life is that? You have a wonderful opportunity to make friends with your customers, to answer their questions and see how who they are, where they've come from. And I left that shop thinking, I'll never come back here again, I'll never see her again. Well, I came back a year later, and I happened to pass her shop. Well, you can't happen to pass a shop in Taormina because there's only one street there. But anyway, I passed her shop, and she happened to be outside. And as soon as she saw me, she came over and kissed me on both cheeks before I could get my guard up. And she said, thank you, you've changed my life. And I brought the hotel gave me a bottle of wine for being a repeat customer. So I don't drink wine, so I gave it to her. And she burst into tears. And really, it changed her life. Well, the thing is that what she did was practice what I said. Try to make friends with her customer. Well, this is one of the things that many people don't do. Here in Los Angeles, I've noticed that very few people will even make eye contact with you. And if you make a simple experiment of trying to make friends with your customers, if that's what you've got, or with your employees, if that's what you've got, or make friends in your life. Try to be kind to people. Just see if in a week your whole life doesn't turn around. Hers did. And she was really quite surprising to me because she was weeping with gratitude. Well, this is one little exercise I'd like everybody to try. Try for 1 week to give instead of thinking of taking. Well, there are many other such exercises I hope to introduce, but it's 2 weeks till then, so I'm not going to think about it yet.
But if you ever need it, I have a hat for you. But that's a one. Oh, go ahead, Kieran.
Well, that's a wonderful exercise for all of us that we can try. And really, you kind of gave us two in there in one. Of really making friends with our customers, making friends with every person we interact with, and really seeing each person we interact with as a potential friend.
Yes. And, you know, here's something that I found in a dream I had in Florence, Italy. I spent quite a lot of time in Italy. And in this dream, I saw thousands of people of all types. And I realized there was one thing that bound them all together. Everybody is seeking bliss. We can't help it because we're born from bliss. God is bliss. We're his manifestations. And so everybody in the world, they don't think of bliss, but everybody is trying to avoid pain and to find happiness. And when I woke up from that dream, I thought, here is my reason for loving everybody in the world. And I feel it. I feel that they are all looking for the same bliss I want. It's a wonderful thought.
That is, and that was a very tender thought. Thank you for sharing that and the power of that dream. The interesting thing to me about what you shared with us is, in today's society, we so easily forget this. We forget about our connection to each other, and so we behave disconnected from everyone around us, which further accentuates the disconnection.
Absolutely. This refusal to acknowledge eye contact, this refusal to acknowledge other people's rights in our lives. When you're when I bargain with people for something, which I rarely do, but sometimes in some countries they ask outrageous prices from you, then I always try to think in terms of what will be fair to both. I never try to gouge them. There's a beautiful story of Yogananda. He was, Devi Mukherjee, a boy from Bengal, told me this one. He was driving with Yogananda, and Yogananda suddenly said, stop the car, stop the car. And he got out and he walked back a few shops to a variety shop. And he walked around the variety shop and bought a number of absolutely useless items and brought them forward. My friend was thinking, what on earth is he going to use those things for? He brought them to the front counter, and when he paid the money, the woman burst into tears. She said, I very badly needed just this sum, and you saved me just before closing time. God himself did it through you. Yogananda didn't say anything. He never did use those things. He never commented in the car. It was just the sort of thing he did. Well, the more you think in terms of other people's needs, even to giving things to people you hardly know, it's an absolute joy. I have to say that my life is one of unceasing bliss, and it's because I've lived that way. I do it for perfectly selfish reasons. I'm happy doing it. Not happy not doing it.
Well, and that goes back to where you started this evening with the premise of right action. In other words, even if your level of selfishness is a sense of right action,
yes,
then again, you reap the bliss and you're giving joy and bliss to those around you. It's so beautiful to hear you express about your life and all that you share. We want to let our listeners know if they go to anandala.org, they can also download the first four chapters of Living Wisely, Living Well by Swami Kriyananda, and it's free. You can actually download that and get some of that guidance tonight. You don't need to wait for the class on February 1st or the conference on February 11th. You can actually get that tonight and start infusing that bliss into your life right now.
I've just been reading that book myself. I have to say I'm absolutely pleased with it. After the final edition, Barnes & Noble ordered it, and I read it finally. Then I wasn't pleased, and I edited it 15 more times. And now it's just about exactly as I could possibly want it.
Well, and I also love your daily inspiration for today, where you say, for clarity, edit what you say or write, always with emphasis on simplicity, directness, and rhythm. And there's more, and I would encourage people to go to anandala.org to find out more about that. But I love the idea that we spend so much time finding complex ways to talk to each other that we're actually not communicating in the same way that we spend all of our time being disconnected.
I think one of the most important things is expect the best of other people. Many people approach each other expecting the worst. Think that people all have a basically good intention, and they will give you that kind of good intention.
Well, and going back to your dream, we should learn to expect that everyone is seeking bliss.
Yes, even the worst mafioso, that's what he's seeking. He just got it wrong. He doesn't understand that bliss doesn't come, or the bliss he is seeking doesn't come through power or revenge or money. But we take many incarnations learning this lesson.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So we want to remind folks to go to anandala.org and go ahead and find out more about the 6 weeks to Lasting Success and Happiness class. And you can find out about how to start infusing bliss into your life. You can attend remotely. You can download it. And also find out about the 9th Conscious Living Expo, or Life Expo, February 11th through the 14th at the Los Angeles Hilton. And that's also, you can find out more about that by going to, is that on anandala.org?
Yeah.
Okay, and they can go there as well. Swami, if you would, Kriyananda, if you would not mind holding on for a minute, we're going to go ahead and let our listeners know that we're going to be closing out this hour in a moment. We'll go to the top of the hour news.